Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas, having some fun here on a sun-soaked Friday afternoon. And coming up here in just a few moments, we are going to give you the opportunity to win a four-pack of tickets to see the Indians take on the Minnesota Twins on Wednesday, June 5th. It's brought to you by our good friends at North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. But before we give those tickets away, we need to speak with Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Rosie, a pleasure to have you on as always, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Oh, so far, so good. And, well, tough times in Tribetown these days, a four-game losing streak. And, you know, Rosie, you're just kind of curious. You're down in the clubhouse on a daily basis, and I don't know that any team panics, so to speak, in May, but I'm just kind of curious, what's the level of concern down in the clubhouse? Is it evident, or have they done a pretty good job of masking it thus far?
You know, Bull, I don't know that you ever really see concern when you're down in the clubhouse, because usually guys are getting, you know, they're trying to prepare for the game and be in the best possible position to play well. So, you know, looking at, they're not looking at standings, talking about that and that type of thing. It's more just preparing for that day's game and that opponent. So it is kind of hard to gauge. I mean, obviously when a team's playing well, for instance, when they were that, a couple of years back when they had that 22-game win streak, I mean, it was a party every day down there. I mean, not a party, but you know what I mean. It was fun. Everyone was excited and couldn't wait for the game to start and that type of thing. And right now it is a little bit more challenging because they're not playing real well. They have some challenges injury-wise, and, you know, they've struggled offensively a lot of the year. And right now the pitching's going through some struggles too, so you know, I think it's more along those lines than, you know, panicking about the standings where they're at in May. I mean, they get it, they read them, but I think it's more, they just feel like they need to play better and figure out a way to win more consistently, and that's really, I think, on the utmost.
Sure, no question, and I think they've certainly tried to press some buttons and try and bring some guys up who might be able to ignite the fire, and one of those guys is Oscar Mercado. A few days ago, you had Oscar Mercado on Indians warm-up, and the young outfielders performed pretty well so far, only eight games in, though. But, Rosie, what were your major takeaways from your conversation with Oscar Mercado?
Just that, you know, he's not satisfied with where he's at, and he hasn't been throughout his career, and the point being, he said, you know, yeah, he made some significant swing changes this off season, and he was doing okay before that, but he said that, you know, coming over here to the Indians, a new organization for him, he said that, you know, they thought that if he could make some adjustments, it would help him now at the major league level. You might not necessarily see it right away where he was, which is frustrating. And if you're a prospect trying to make it, that's scary because you want to do the best you can. But he committed to those swing changes and has grown because of it, and now here he is. So I think his work ethic, he said something about his mom and dad, which I thought was awesome. Just they were in the stands over the weekend when he got his first hit and some of the other things that were good for him, and he just said he was so thankful they were there because they really taught him that work ethic, and his dad is still a general contractor and goes to work every day, you know, remodeling kitchens and different parts of homes, things like that, and his mom is still a nurse, and she still goes to work every day, and he said the sacrifices they made to get him where he is now will always be inside him, and that's why it was so special for him to have them there that last weekend.
Well, that's really awesome stuff. It's interesting because I think, you know, the more you get to know some of these guys, the better I think the fan base has, better idea the fan base has as to what these guys are all about. So that's really cool about his background and his work ethic. Again, Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Rosie, it seems like the news is pretty good on the injury front for both Corey Kluber and Mike Clevinger. What's the latest with both of these guys? And more importantly, how soon can we expect Mike Clevinger to go on a rehab assignment?
Well, it could be real soon. He's supposed to throw another bullpen today, and then they'll see how that goes. And as long as it goes well, I think he needs to do a live batting practice. He wants to face some hitters. maybe not necessarily in a rehab assignment game in the minor leagues, but first in a live batting practice scenario up here. But I think if the bullpen goes well today, and then say he gets a live batting practice in over the weekend, maybe early next week, I could see him going out on a rehab assignment by the tail end of next week. I really could. Now, that could change. You know, that might not be in the cards. But the way it's going, the way it's tracking, I wouldn't be surprised if he's pitching somewhere in the Indians minor league system late next week.
Is that just justification to his mentality? I mean, getting over an injury I think people thought was going to keep him out for quite some time as quickly as he can to be doing rehab assignments this quickly? Possibly.
You know what? It's a testament, I think, a couple of things to how hard he worked in the offseason to get ready for this season so that he still has that good base. And then it's just who he is. I mean, there was no soft toss. It was straight, you know, and when he was playing catch right out of the chute, he was letting it rip. That's just the way he is. So is it surprising? Sure. But I'm going to guess probably not to him.
Well, and what's interesting, too, is that you hear a lot of names continue to come up in conversation, guys that might be able to help out the Indians without perhaps making a deal. Rosie, a name that continues to pop up in conversation, at least amongst the fans, is Bobby Bradley. How often does that name come up, maybe in the clubhouse or amongst team executives? And do you think the organization really believes that he could significantly help the big league club out this season?
I haven't heard his name a whole lot in those terms, but you usually don't. The only one I can remember in recent seasons has been Francisco Lindor. There was, you know, the clamoring to get him up here, and you know, the front office was constantly asked about it, and they had reasons to have him stay in the minors and finish his development. Mercado was a little bit that way, but again, I think Bradley's starting to put up some numbers down in Columbus, and that's good. And I think not only does he have to do that, but there needs to be an opportunity here. And right now with Carlos Santana at first base and DH and Jake Bowers kind of doing the same thing, I don't know that there'd be that opportunity for Bradley. If Bowers has been struggling off and on, I think if he goes into a lengthy tailspin and they decide he needs more time in the minors, then maybe Bradley's name comes up again. But I think he's had some ups and downs the last couple of years, and I think they like where he is. Let him get a ton of confidence and continue to develop, because right now there's no spot, and there's got to be a spot. So, that's where, if he was an outfielder, absolutely he'd be on the radar, and in the conversation. But because of his position right now, you don't hear a whole lot about him, which is not to say he's not very highly thought of. There's just not an opportunity.
Certainly. And I think everybody's looking for that answer for the Indians outfield. I think it's safe to say it's certainly been a bit of a revolving door for a wide variety of different reasons. And one of the guys I think that was really turning a corner, a guy that had been playing pretty well until his last injury, was Tyler Naquin. Any news on the injury front with Naquin and when we might expect him back?
I'm not sure when we expect him back, but just talking to him around the cage yesterday, that was significant. He was taking batting practice, which was awesome. And then he said he was going to run bases today, which might be the final piece to the puzzle. I don't know that he needs to go out on a rehab assignment. It hasn't been that long. They may do that just to get him going. But it sure seems like he's getting there quickly. And that's a good thing. So I would look for him to have some sort of baseball activity, whether it's active with the Indians or somewhere in the minor leagues, fairly soon, maybe sometime next week.
We're speaking with Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Shane Bieber to take the ball for the Cleveland Indians tonight. Boy, Rosie, he has been terrific throughout the course of the season. Is it safe to say that he's been the Indians' best and most consistent starter when you factor in the injuries as well?
You know what? You could. Now that you mention it, especially with the struggles that Trevor Bauer has had this month and some really uncharacteristically tough outings for Carlos Carrasco. Not a whole lot, but enough. I think you could say Bieber has been the most consistent, and that's a credit to him. I mean, he came into camp ready to go. He's always been pretty even keeled. I mean, consistency is certainly a word that you hear a lot when you talk about Shane Bieber. So, yeah, absolutely. I think that's fair to say that he is, at this point in time, the most consistent of the Indian starters. That's fair.
Well, the Indians, of course, taking on the Tampa Bay Rays tonight, and the Tribe trying to snap a four-game slide. Again, we will have that for you here on AM 930 WEOL. Our coverage begins right around 6:35 with Indians warm-up. Rosie, previewing the rest of this series, three more games against the Rays. This is a really good ball club, and they've been competing in obviously a very, very competitive American League East. What are some things that stand out about the Rays?
Well, just seeing them for the first time last night, small sample size, obviously. I mean, they can pitch. And, you know, last night the Indians faced a guy who was just up from the minor leagues, albeit with good experience up here a year ago. But Ryan Yarbrough was tremendous, and now they face last year's Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell tonight, so it doesn't get any easier. And then Charlie Morton tomorrow, who's been so good with the Astros over the years and now with Tampa Bay. So they have pitching. It's a deep pitching staff, so it's hard to score runs off of them. It's the best statistically pitching staff in baseball right now. And then offensively, you know, if you look at their position player roster, you probably look at it and you don't see one all-star in there. Maybe there's some, but nobody jumps out that says, hey, that guy's an all-star. He's a star at his position. But they're all really good. Like, you know, there's nobody in there that you say, well, you know, on another team, he would be a bench guy or might not even make the roster. I mean, they're all just good, solid players who complement each other really well. They play good defense, so there's a lot of good going on with Tampa Bay, and their record is no fluke, and I think we saw that last night.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Rosie, as always, we certainly appreciate the time. We look forward to the call a little bit later on this evening, and we look forward to doing this again next week.
Sounds good. See you, Bo.
Thanks, Rosie. Again, Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Rosie and Hammy have the call starting at 7:10 tonight. All right, the phone lines are open. If you'd like to win a four-pack of tickets to see the Tribe take on the Minnesota Twins on Wednesday, June 5th, thanks to our friends at North Ridgeville Convenient Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads, well, all you have to do is call 440-322-0930. That's 440-322-0930. We will take the first caller, and if you're quick with those fingertips, you will be the lucky winner of a four-pack of tickets to see the Tribe and the Twins on Wednesday, June 5th. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I will return after this here on AM 930 WEOL.